This is the Composer's Datebook for May 17th. I'm John Burge. While many great composers have also been great conductors, this can be the exception rather than the rule. On today's date in 1959, the American composer, Ned Roram, tried his hand at conducting the premiere of one of his own compositions, a chamber suite entitled 11 Studies for 11 Players. Roram recalled, "I learned that the first requisite to becoming a conductor is an inborn lust for absolute monarchy, and that I, alone among musicians, never got the bug. I was terrified. The first rehearsal was a model of how not to inspire confidence. I stood before the 11 players in all my virginal glory and announced, 'I've never conducted before, so if I give a wrong cue, do try to come in right anyway.' Fortunately for Roram, his 11 musicians were accomplished faculty at Buffalo University, and despite his inexperience, Roram certainly knew how his new piece should sound. Roram's suite incorporated a few bits recycled from music he'd written for a successful Broadway hit, Tennessee Williams' Suddenly Last Summer, plus a bit from an unsuccessful play entitled Motel that never made it past a Boston tryout. Roram's own tryout as a conductor convinced him to stick to composing, although he proved to be a fine piano accompanist for singers performing his own songs. As for 11 Studies for 11 Players, it's gone on to become one of Roram's most often performed chamber works. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.